I got the iPad mini, and we're going to show you some apps that are perfect for
it's
it.
So tiny. I will show you a new photo app that I used extensively on vacation.
Ooh, and are three Apple Pencils too many?
Yes.
I don't think so.
It's time. Never. It's time for iOS Today.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
iOS Today is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. For $80 off your first month, go to HelloFresh.com/iOSToday80 and use the code iOSToday80. And by Aftershocks, unbelievably comfortable open-ear headphones. Hear music and crystal-clear phone calls like never before. Visit iostoday.aftershocks.com and use the code iostoday for $50 off the tech bundle. Hey!
Hey.
I'm still on vacation. It's time for iOS Today. Leah LaPorta on this side.
Megan Maroney on this side.
That side.
Sorry, we're interrupting each other. We really Hello. Are both
we're
still
just
on vacation.
Not, we don't have that rhythm back.
Right. The band's back together.
Did Micah come in here and do the show last week?
Yes, all the way from Missouri. He was right there.
And then before that, Jason Snell.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen you in like, my math is correct, 4 years.
Yeah, I think so.
It's
it feels
incredible.
Like it.
Incredible. Yeah, How is everything?
Everything's great.
Yes.
And I haven't gotten to show you my mini, which is
actually
so cute.
You got that the day I left.
Oh, I did. Yeah. So we're gonna. I thought it would.
It looks exactly like the old mini.
It does, but it has more power.
More power.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about some apps for the. For the mini.
And some pencils for the mini, apparently.
I have these three Apple Pencils.
Were you able to find your old pencil, or did you have to actually buy a new old pencil?
I bought a refurbished Apple Pencil.
Refurbished.
I think it was like $80 as opposed to $90.
Wow.
And then here's my Dream Girl new Apple Pencil or Apple Pencil 2. And this is the Logitech Crayon.
Okay. All will work with that fine mini.
Well, this one will not work. It's very confusing. Okay, so this one works with this one.
Yeah.
This one works with this one.
Yeah.
And this one
works
with both.
Both.
With
that's really,
both.
That's the Logitech will work with both. That's the crayon that was originally for schools only, and then eventually they opened it up to the regular market. So the iPad Pro, the new iPad Pro pencil, has some features, right, that the old pencil didn't have. Or no?
So some features, like you can erase by tapping, double tapping.
That's
there.
One of them,
it charges much more elegantly.
Yeah.
On top, and as opposed to this one,
but which, nothing like different pressure sensitivities or.
I think same
says,
pressure.
Otherwise, so most of it is basically the same.
Yeah, except for if
that's
you call
silly.
That. Basically the same.
Well, but the new iPads don't even have a lightning port or a home button or bezels.
Yeah, so you couldn't really do that.
No.
And the Logitech crayon does not have pressure sensitivity. So if you're a real artist, I would not recommend, spend the extra
money. It's more for handwriting. And
and just if you're somebody that loves having a stylist, then
And then how do you charge the Logitech?
This one is pretty elegant charger. As well, you just stick in the lightning, you stick it that
Oh, a
way.
Regular lightning cable. You
so
charge it like you would the Apple TV remote, something like that, or your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
so female.
I don't know why Apple didn't do that. I guess you could see it's a little more elegant to, the female requires more space on the top.
Right. You can't, if you just had your iPad, you couldn't charge your pencil.
Oh, but, maybe that's why Apple
But presumably you'd have a charger for your iPad as well. I don't know. Either makes no sense. This makes more sense, but this has its own problems because as we learned that it will suck battery out of your iPad.
You don't want to leave your iPad Pro pencil on your iPad Pro, the new one. We have empirically verified this, not technically, but just in our own practice.
Mm-hmm.
N equals 2. Mm-hmm. You and me, that if you leave the pencil on, it drains the battery faster. But I think the keyboard also drains the battery faster. So anything you've attached to your iPad Pro drives the battery faster.
Yeah, and then later we'll have some news about other issues.
Yeah,
with the
there's
new
another
pencil
issue
too.
We'll talk about. Your car may not start, which is a really weird issue.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't mean to jump into the pencil thing. Let's. We're going to talk about the Mini today and things to do with your Mini.
Right, and I think the pencil is key to this. So, one of my favorite apps is Flow by Moleskine. Is that how you pronounce Moleskine? How do you
even
pronounce it?
Even the folks at Moleskine won't say. Some people say Moleskine. Some people say Moleskine. I've heard it said Moleskine. It's a made-up name. They're actually not Italian. Mm. But they won't say. You ask them, they say, well, however you want.
Oh, nice.
Well, I say Moleskine. Otherwise, it sounds like it's made out of moleskin.
Right.
Which is not the case.
And interestingly enough, this was recommended to me by an Italian, Carolina Milanese, who you do pronounce her last name that way. And she was on Twitter a couple weeks ago when you weren't here, I guess. But she recommended Flow, which it's F-L-O-W. And it's basically just a note-taking app. Flow meaning like get your ideas out.
Flowing.
You're in the flow. So you have all these choices of different pens. I'm going to choose the Monolith pen. And then you can, this is not thick enough, I think. I think that makes it a little darker or lighter. Let's try this pink pen. So I can say, Leo is back.
Do you ever do any of these things?
Okay, so I use a bullet journal, as you know.
Yeah, a physical one, though.
And a physical bullet journal. So if I ever decided to go digital, this is probably what I would use because you can even make bullets there.
Oh,
so
nice.
I can...
So it supports... Does it support the bullet journal bullets? No, not natively, but you can make your own.
Those bullets are the page. I think that...
No, but don't the bullet journal... Doesn't it have different different little hieroglyphs for different meanings?
Oh, bullets, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bullet or the when you want to...
The open bullet, the square bullet.
Yeah,
the...
So here's how you bullet journal, just a little. You didn't... this is extra. You didn't pay for this. this is what you do for your notes.
We call those bullets.
And then if you have like an appointment, then you circle it. So then that is 6 p.m. Dinner.
Yeah.
And then what I want to do is laundry, iOS today.
Yeah.
You can see why I bullet journal because my handwriting is so good. then if I didn't finish the laundry, then I do that. Then I'm
a little greater than sign.
Yeah, that
on
means
that.
I'll do it tomorrow.
So circling the dot means it's a date. Mm-hmm. And then the greater than sign means got to move it to tomorrow.
Right. And then if I'm done with iOS today, I can just...
And you cross through it if you don't.
Okay. Or you can just cross through the bullet.
But that might confuse you with the circle and the greater than.
That's true. So you can see
you've been playing with it quite a bit. You're thinking out of the box.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a box and her thinking is outside it.
I made some
Hello World
ideas for iOS today. I can make it on
blue. Oh, nice. Black.
Today.
Black ink on blue paper.
You can't do that on your bullet journal.
No, you can't. Well, you could. But
you can draw.
There's a kitty, emotional support animal.
My emotional. Yeah. So,
That's a pretty good kitty, actually.
Yeah. I started writing this novel in my younger and more vulnerable years. My father gave me some advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since. Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, he told me, just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you've had. What do you think of that? Pretty good?
Profound.
Yeah, it's Great
deep,
Gatsby.
Deep.
That's the Great Gatsby.
Oh, is it?
I didn't write that.
Really? Boy, I used to think F. Scott Fitzgerald was a great writer.
But now when you think it's coming from me, you think differently?
thinking, well, that's kind of mundane. That's a little jejune, to use a literary word.
Really? Well, that's one of the greatest opening lines in American literature.
What novel was that to begin with?
The Great Gatsby.
Really? That's how The Great Gatsby begins?
Yes, in my younger and more vulnerable years.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. And I've read it more than once.
Yeah, well, maybe it's time to read it again.
All I remember is a big sign with glasses on it.
Swimming. Yeah, Mr. Eccles,
optician.
The optician, yeah. Yeah, that's a good, you remember it.
And the gravel. I remember my,
green light.
What? And a green light.
The
green light and the gravel sound of the car tires on the driveway foreshadowing the death of Well, I don't want to spoil it for you if you haven't read it since 1902.
It wasn't written in 1902.
Not that old. It's a roaring 20s novel.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
All right, so here's something completely different. Here's how this iPad mini has been used mostly.
Yeah, I was going to say gaming.
Yeah. So this is a little bit of Fortnite.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because my old iPad mini, that's what it's a dedicated Fortnite machine.
It isn't.
For, not for me, but for a teenager.
Yeah, it's such a good size for it.
Because you can hold it in your two hands.
Yeah. And then you can stick it under your pillow when mom comes in and says, I don't know where your iPad mini is. I haven't
seen
it.
Mom, I'm doing my homework. Yeah.
But it feels like it takes a long time to load. But the Fortnite, Milo was using a super old iPad for Fortnite. And so he really recognizes the improvement in this. But if you're coming from an iPad Pro, it's not going to feel so bad.
But if you are coming from the previous iPad, even the fourth generation, mm-hmm. this should be a lot faster.
Yeah, but not from a Pro.
Certainly usable on a Fortnite for Fortnite. So. You know, it's funny because I knew we were coming back. We were going to do this. I'm flying back on Hawaiian Airlines, and lo and behold, what do they hand out to the front of the plane? Not the back, but they hand out iPad minis in little spec cases. Like other airlines, they're trying to get rid of those entertainment systems in the airplane. It's expensive. They break a lot. But most importantly, it's a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And less weight means less fuel, lower fuel costs. So it saves them a ton of money to take those out. So you're seeing more and more as you get on a plane. I'm old enough. I remember when the greatest thing ever on a plane was they'd show a movie. They'd pull a screen down, like junior high school. They'd pull a screen down in the front of the plane and a projector in the back. And if you're sitting anywhere but the first few rows, it's like a little tiny postage stamp size movie. But hey, it was a movie.
And you could also light up a cigarette if you wanted to, too.
Yeah, you could have a cigarette. You'd listen to those. They called them headphones, or they're really just tubes. hollow tubes
into your brain.
They're connected to an opening in the seat, and I guess they had like forced air sound. It was really primitive, but so everybody's very excited when I think it was JetBlue might have been the first to put screens in the back of the seats, and then everybody did it, but they realized it added a lot of weight and complexity, and half the time they were crashing. So now they're just taking them all out again and giving people iPads. Interesting,
they gave you an iPad?
You don't get to keep it. And that was only in first class on Hawaiian Airlines. They don't do it at all on Southwest. Mm-hmm. But it is a good thing to bring an iPad mini when you travel. Mm-hmm. And if you're going on at least Southwest and Hawaiian, and I think other airlines too, they'll tell you quick before we leave. Like the doors are closing. Quick, download the Hawaiian Airlines Entertainment app or download the Southwest app. You might already have the Southwest app because I keep it in my wallet and keep my tickets in there and stuff. Because on those two airlines, and I think other airlines do this as well, they have in-flight Wi-Fi, but in some cases it doesn't actually go to the outside world. In Hawaiian's case, it did not, and Southwest's it does. So you could buy internet, but for free you could use just their wireless intranet. And watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
And you might pay for the movies or TV or music, and you might not. So I guess my tip would be, and watch, I'm trying to launch the Hawaiian app, but because I'm not on a plane,
won't do anything.
It says it only works inside of aircraft equipped with streaming entertainment. So if you're not aboard a Hawaiian Airlines A321 Neo and connected to the internet, Hawaiian Air Wi-Fi, mahalo. In the tiniest print I have ever seen. Now, that might actually work on an iPad mini. You might actually be able to read that. But this is my point. Bring your iPad mini on a plane because you can put Apple News Plus on there or read magazines. You can, on at least some airlines, you can put the entertainment app. Do check and download the app before you get to the airport. But it's really a nice thing to have. And I watched movies the whole way. Actually, I watch movies on Netflix. That's another thing to keep in mind is that Netflix and Amazon Prime both will allow you to download movies onto your iPad. So even if you don't have connectivity, you can watch movies in the air.
Or movies you've bought from Apple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Any movies you downloaded from Apple, of course, or TV shows, that would work as well. So I usually, both Lisa and I, before we go anywhere, we'll stock up on our iPads. So another great use for the iPad mini.
Yeah.
It's just the right size
I think
for an airplane.
Because then also, sometimes when I'm using the iPad Pro and I'm watching a movie, I feel bad because everybody can see it and you might be like watching something.
Don't watch adult movies on the airplane.
Okay, so here's an app that I know you know of because you recommend it all the time, but I decided to try it out on the iPad mini and now I am addicted too. It's the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Perfect for the mini, just the right size. Oh, and you're using the mini starter pack. Of course, you could use a MIDI as well. That's kind of in between a mini and a full-size artichoke. I love these because this is perfect for if you just have a maybe 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So patience record, one across. Oh, popular ice cream. These are hard.
Yeah, go back to the minis. The mini actually is a little bit better size, I think,
mini
for the
starter pack. Okay, yeah, those I think were easy. For the like, iPad. I did all those.
Because it's see how big the thing is. It's perfect for that. And you can use the keyboard. And there's, you can. It's a small enough board for the crossword puzzle that you can even keep the keyboard up and popular. That's just the right size, I think.
I didn't watch Monk. Condition for Monk on TV's Monk, briefly?
He had obsessive.
OCD?
OCD, is
OCD.
That fit?
OCD. No. Oh, wait, that's a cross. OCD.
Yeah. OCD.
Why is it? Okay. D. Phew. Okay. Quick smell. Let's
sniff.
See, it's so easy.
Have you ever done a crossword before?
Belly button. And don't look at that D.
N-A-V-E-L.
Oh, yeah. Navel.
Don't spell it with an A because that's.
Oh, yeah. New York or New Jersey.
New York or New Jersey.
What?
The new states.
What?
Don't know. How about let's do some downs now?
I think
we've got an error in there. Cause
what's the instrument famously played by Bill Clinton on the Arsenio Hall show?
Saxophone.
S-A-X. Okay.
I think we've got a mistake in there. Okay. I don't know if it's sniff or navel.
One down. Oh, that seems okay. Facebook feature like no. See.
Poke.
I think this is diva. Divas. Okay,
oh, so maybe sniff is right? No, sniff can't be right. Could be
crumbly
whiff.
Cheese, feta.
Yeah, tea. Yeah.
Show off one's muscles.
Flex. Oh, maybe it is right.
Okay.
See, we could do it all in one swell foop if you could just get New York or New Jersey State.
Oh, yes. Almost there.
Almost there. Oh, we got one error. Okay. Oh, maybe is it?
Two down. Facebook feature. Facebook feature.
Maybe it's not OCD.
What?
Oh, ACD? Oh. ABC? ACDC? Facebook feature.
Facebook.
It must be which. Whiff. Yeah, it's W-H-I-F-F.
Oh,
W-H. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Chat.
And now we know we wasted 2 hours and 11 minutes on this show doing a crossword puzzle. Of a few, 10 small clues.
And we wouldn't have gotten it without Webster in the chat room. Webster, appropriate name, Webster.
Noah Webster.
I want to get better at crosswords.
It's a good way to do it. Now, you know with the New York Times crossword, first of all, it's not free.
No, it's a subscription.
You get some free stuff, but you have to pay. Mm-hmm. So that's a drawback. And the other thing to know is that the New York Times crosswords are easiest on Monday and then get harder as the week goes by. So it's a good idea to start doing Mondays. And then if you feel good, I love it. You saw that by default, at times you can turn that off, but at times you. So you could see if you've improved, it'll even say that's your best score for this. I think it's my favorite. That's a great one for an airplane.
I think so, too. Yeah. You know, I have a friend who's done every single New York Times crossword puzzle since 1992.
Wow. Is she really smart?
He is smart, yes. And but that's the thing. Like, you can go back and do them. Because I was like, you know, even on your wedding day, you did it? Like, yeah. So
isn't it ironic?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, don't you think? all right. So here's another one. Not free. But Kindle. The Kindle app, of course,
is free. Kindle's great, but you know, if you have Kindle Unlimited, it's pretty cheap and you can load it up with stuff.
Right.
I was sitting next to a lovely elderly lady, which is pretty amazing for a man in his 60s to call anybody elderly, but she was older than me. So.
She was 55.
I was sitting next to an elderly lady and she had her mini And that's exactly what she was doing. She was reading Kindle books. And the nice thing in the Mini is you can set the text size to what you want. You can change the background. I don't like the white background, so it has a sepia mode, which I kind of like.
Oh, so I can't just...
You can't do it that way. If you tap it once in the middle, or maybe up towards the top, the user interface isn't great.
There you go.
You can set
it. Am I already on big text? Sorry.
Wow, you're already as big as it'll go.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
I had often thought the only thing standing between him and the career he wanted was the ability to see the big picture and plan for it. Is this F. Scott Fitzgerald?
This is I'm Fine and Neither Are You, which was, it was a book.
See, you
want to
pinch it, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You can't. That's the only, I have to say, Amazon, this is often the case, you know. Of course, you can't. Can you pinch iBooks? That's another good choice, too, is iBooks.
Yeah. But these are all free with Kindle Unlimited.
Nice. Mary Oliver's good.
Yeah.
That's a famously famous book.
Mm-hmm.
But tap it. Oh, man, that's big. So tap it again and make the text a little smaller, maybe just a little. But see the other backgrounds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go back there. Go back to it. Because I think it's important to show. I like that third one in.
Oh,
you've got
sepia.
Black on white, but I like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't seen the green one. That's pretty good, too. So that's easier on the eyes. I like this sepia myself.
And you can do cross pages. You can do continuous scrolling. Oh, like that, if you wanted to go like read like that.
I don't like that.
No, that's
not
like a book.
I like page turning. Yeah. But some people would.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a free app, and I think there are free books from time to time. And certainly you can get lots of free books from Project Gutenberg and other places on the internet. They have public domain books. So there's plenty of places you could get stuff there, and I think that's a good choice, too.
Well, Libby is another app that I love. I think that's the library app.
Yes.
You know, I'm a fan of the library.
I know you are.
And you can check books out, and they'll automatically return them. That's what I like. So if you want free books.
Yeah, before you're done, that's not so good. But
yeah, before you're, but you know, I mean, for me, you can.
It's interesting. We're really working on a content consumption stuff. But there is stuff you can do on an iPad mini, even to create stuff, even though it's small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't forget GarageBand works great on an iPad mini and is a great way to have some fun. In fact, put some headphones in, and it still has a headphone jack.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, make some music.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So GarageBand is free and comes with all iPads. You can do a lot of silly little things if you don't want to get real silly. I mean, real serious, but I really like it. I think it's just a heck of a fun little thing. So my recommendation for a long car ride or plane trip, a pair of headphones, very important, and a GarageBand. We have some other, you know, I have some other synthesizer apps you can play with. Synth One is one I've talked about before that is pretty serious if you want to get, you know, even more serious about it.
Like we're watching Stranger Things season 3.
it's that easy, and then you just get the Stranger Things font and make a TV show.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about video editing on a small device like that? That was a big question I got, because I think there's not much screen real estate.
No, but there is one app that I would recommend, and unfortunately mine's stuck in limbo right now, and that's Apple's Clips app.
Oh.
Perfect for the Mini.
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
Do
you have Clips on
there?
Let's
see.
Apple made a big deal about this. For some reason, I've been trying to update mine for 2 weeks now, and it's just stuck. It really drives me nuts.
I don't have it on here. I guess they don't automatically put it on there.
It is free, and I highly recommend Clips. They keep adding new features. It's actually kind of, I think it's aimed at the younger set, for making little TikTok style videos and things like that.
Okay.
So you can do. And remember when Clips came out, we were all excited about the dictation feature.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually it would automatically do subtitles as you spoke to it. What are you going to do? Hey there, Megan. What's happening, girl? Dream. Girl.
All right. So we have that video.
Now you can edit it. I'm just going to delete clips and start over because I think this is great. And they keep and they just recently added even more new features to it. So I'm a big fan. And I think, you know, Apple's so funny because they made such a big deal. Remember when Clips came out and showing off all the features and they haven't talked about it at all since. Mm. And I feel like they really ought to because there's some really cool stuff in there. And that is just the right amount of video editing capability for an iPad mini. You know, I mean, there are, of course, more powerful video editors besides Apple's own iMovie. There's Adobe's Rush now. But this is perfect for making little, you know, clips, mm-hmm. basically, right?
Yeah, I love it.
They have a camcorder filter that just came out that you can make it look like a retro. Like you could make that look like a retro. Jeez.
How do I filter? Okay, effects.
They also have posters.
Filters, that's what I want.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
And I think just the right size for a mini. You know, you can see that the interface is very simple and easy to work with.
Good.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Gives me that rugged, you know, cheekbones like the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I look like the kind of least interesting man in the world.
There we go.
Hmm. Yeah, there's so much you can do with clips. Yeah. Man, oh man, that's good stuff.
And then I could...
it also has stickers from Star Wars and Disney and, you know, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's not a power tool. It's a simple tool, which means, in my opinion, just right for the iPad mini.
I'm going to send that to Cherie. Because she's,
messaging
is not available on the iPad. Hmm.
What? Guess because it's not a phone.
Yeah, I guess so.
You could mail it to her.
So, yeah, I realized.
Put it in an envelope.
That mostly I do. I could just walk out there and show it to her, too. Mostly I do use this for content consumption, I realize. The other recommendation I got from David Queen was our good old Flipboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, yeah. So if you don't want to pay for Apple News.
Yeah.
Plus the subscriptions, Flipboard would be great. And of course, I would say if you're playing with Kindle, you probably also want to take a look at iBooks. One of the things I do. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. No, it's does look like a magazine.
Yeah. I like Flipboard. Having used Apple News Plus and Flipboard,
I think Flipboard's better.
I know.
Yeah. And it's free.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to be able to read The New Yorker on it, but...
Yeah, I mean, you could actually add The New Yorker to it.
Oh, if you pay.
No. You get the free New Yorker stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, of course, Apple News Plus, too. I think I'm still using the free version of that. But I've not enjoyed this very much. It's fine, but I don't love Apple News Plus.
Yeah, I don't either. That's interesting. I keep trying it. I keep hoping. I keep wanting.
But I do think this is a great tool for looking at any kind of news.
Yeah.
My dad actually deleted Twitter. He's off Twitter, and he said that just been using Apple News Plus.
So here's my question. If your dad deleted Twitter, can he still use Flipboard? Because Flipboard used to rely a lot on your Twitter feed.
Oh, I don't know. But he just uses Apple News Plus. That's his only...
That's all he needs.
He said, you know, it's just... the news that I wanted without the screaming and yelling.
Right.
And the anger. So
Twitter, you know, and I wrote a blog post on this. You can make it a news feed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it really, I'm sorry to say, replaced RSS news feeds. And you can make a news feed, but you just have to really cultivate the feed and you have to turn off retweets and do a lot of stuff. And most people probably won't spend the time mm-hmm. to do that.
And one last thing on the iPad mini. You probably want some kind of case.
Yeah, you definitely do.
I don't love a case when I'm using it because I just love how it feels in my hand. But when I'm traveling with it, Waterfield sent us this.
Oh, see, that's smart. So it's a pouch.
Pouch, yes.
So you don't leave it in the case, but a pouch you can put it in.
Yeah, and stick your hand in that. It's very soft. Isn't it soft?
It's like the inside of a puppy's ear.
Yes, that's exactly what it's like. So this fits in here, and your pencil, whichever pencil you choose, fits right in there.
That is a nice little case.
Yeah. It's not cheap. It's $59, but they make a good product.
A lot of their stuff is leather. This is not. Yeah. And that's so, you know, it's kind of
this is the coffee nylon. Forza color.
And it will keep it dry, too, I imagine. That's waterproof.
And you can keep your
Your power supply
in
there.
Yeah, your power in there, or your extra Apple pencils.
Very nice.
So, yeah, from Waterfield Designs.
So case is a good idea. The cases on Hawaiian Airlines on the little iPad minis they had it out, I mentioned they were, you know what? I said Spigen, but I think they were maybe spec cases. But it was interesting. I don't know if this was intentional, but the seats were designed in such a way that there was a slot at the top. You know, I spent a lot of money on a Gizwiz toy. In fact, I even put a big magnetic plate on the back of my iPad Pro.
Oh.
For this thing, but it was designed to hang on, you know how the tray table has a little lever, a little switch, and it was designed to hang on that and then had a big magnet and you could adjust it.
Oh.
It was designed so you could put your iPad on the back of a seat. I should show it to you.
Yeah.
Because it actually would work with a mini. They'd send you a littler disc for the mini.
Uh-huh.
And the Gizwiz told me about this, and I got it. I rushed, and I got it the day before my flight left. And then we didn't have tray tables on this.
What?
On the seat backs.
No tray tables?
So
is that what happens in first class? There's no tray tables?
I can't remember if I brought it. I think I did bring it today because I was so disappointed. I was really looking forward to showing everybody how clever I was.
Did you have no tray tables because they just came from the side over?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that in first class as I'm walking by to my seat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not all it's cracked up to be. No tray tables,
yeah,
for instance.
I know.
So, but they had a slot. I think that's where you're supposed to put your menu.
Oh, yes.
For the different champagnes,
uh-huh,
the cart.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, the slot goes there. And it turned out that the spec cases on these little minis just would happen to go right in the slot and the mini would hang there. It wasn't great because if somebody leaned their seat back, the mini would, the angle would change. I had to help the elderly lady sitting next to me to get her angle just right. I was so disappointed because I almost took this out and said, well, you know, lady, if you were sitting in an economy.
Yeah, you should have switched with someone.
I should have. I should have looked for somebody in the. You could have used this.
Oh, my
goodness.
This
is crazy. Thank you, Gizwiz, for suggesting. So that's the loop that hangs on the tray table, right? And then it has this thing, which holds on to the tray table latch so that it's got a nice firm grip. And then if I show you the back here, so you put this metal plate on the back of your iPad, mm-hmm, and now it's like that ain't going. And then you can use these adjustments to make it stick out more or less in different angles. So like that, sort of. Anyway, that's the idea, but I never got to try it because I didn't have any tray tables. But you're probably wondering what's the name of this great product.
I am. Yes. Watch that Gizwiz episode and you'll find out.
What the hell is the name of this thing? I'll look on my Amazon. I got it. And it was like $30. And so I'm just going to have to stop flying first class. That's all there is to it.
You know what I just realized would make a great book? Your Amazon orders.
Oh my God. You don't even want to.
And then I would like make comments about them. We'll put that. Yeah. Wait, let me get out my iPad mini and write in my Flow app.
Put that in your Flow app.
I'm going to just like.
Let me just quickly look that up because I'm sure everybody in the world.
Make a note to write a book about Leo's Amazon orders.
You know, you can't download them.
Okay, I created a note.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
He's a very nice British guy who did that. Well, actually, here's a perfect example. I just bought 5 256 gig ultra micro SD cards for $37, 5 64 gig Cruiser Force flash drives for $12.99, and 2 bottles of antibacterial liquid hand soap.
Oh, excellent.
That's not what I was
looking
for.
You know what? I think Mike is right. It would be a better podcast, actually.
What would be a better podcast?
Leo's Amazon.
The iPad today? iOS today? We should make this a podcast.
Well, not better than iOS today, but no. Leo's orders would be better. At first, we'll start it as a podcast. When it becomes insanely popular, we'll turn it into a book.
This is called...
Or a movie.
The Bracketron Road Tripper magnetic airplane travel map for smartphones, tablets, iPad, Android, Samsung Galaxy Tab S4, S3, Microsoft Surface Pro, Asus ZenPad S3, 10, Lenovo IdeaPad, Huawei, Amazon Fire BT1935/2.
Are you going to return it?
$50. No, I'm just going to fly a coach.
Okay.
From now on. It's a clever idea.
Yeah. Does it come with more than one metal thing?
Comes with two discs.
Okay.
One big, one small.
Okay.
They adhere, as you can see, pretty well to the back. And I didn't mind putting it on my iPad. I don't think I'd put this on a phone because it would almost certainly break wireless charging. But, on the iPad, I didn't mind. In fact, it even hides it, pretty effectively behind the case. You know, it doesn't impact the magnet in the smart keyboard case. So, Gizwiz told me about that. Then I bought these. So, and they didn't turn out to be that useful.
Oh, they're swim gloves.
Oh, is that what they are? No wonder.
Wait, what did you think
they were? I don't know. We'll talk about that another
Yeah,
time.
On the show.
Yeah.
Stuff Leo bought on Amazon.
On the new show. Unfortunately, you can get it any color you want as long as it's black.
Okay. All this has made me hungry. I
Bracketron.
Wish we had a meal to make.
Well, fortunately, this clipboard holds the key, the answer to your question. On this clipboard, my friends, a very special offer from Hello Fresh. Have you been, when we were gone, I think we let our HelloFresh box go out for auction. Did you bid?
Yeah, I bid, and I won it with a smile.
What'd you make?
Chicken. It was chicken. And so I
did not
eat
it. It was more than just chicken.
I didn't eat it because I don't eat chicken, but it was perfect for my family of four. There was leftovers even.
Oh, yeah, I know. I love that. HelloFresh is awesome.
It had a little bit of a tapenade type thing, peppers.
They're really good. I notice in the coatings, the rubs, the peppers, the flavoring, the seasoning. And that's really fun. And they all come, in a perfect package. I also love the fact that each meal is in its own little brown paper bag. So all the pieces you need are right there. You usually get three meals in a box. Fresh, delicious ingredients so you can cook yourself. And I prefer this to pre-cooked meals. I really like it that I'm going to do the cooking. And by the way, it's very fast, 30 minutes or less. The house fills with a beautiful aroma of food, so everybody gets all excited about it, and you're eating a fresh meal. But it's so easy because everything you need is there. You start cooking outside of your comfort zone to discover delicious new recipes. Let HelloFresh do the meal planning, the shopping, the prepping for you, and conquer your kitchen. Each box comes with fresh, pre-measured ingredients, easy-to-follow six-step recipe cards with pictures for you, Megan, that are delivered to your door each week in a specially insulated box. You don't even have to leave your house. The three plans to choose from. We should have got the veggie plan for you. They have a veggie plan for vegetarians. They also have a classic plan and a family plan. And look at all these. They have recipe, One Pot Wonder, Global Eats, all kinds of interesting recipes. And you're never locked in once you choose your plan. You can change it to match your needs, your interests, your kids' taste buds. Make family dinners fuss-free with their picky eater, kid-tested and approved family plan recipes. It really is fun. And get the kids cooking with you. I just love it. Enjoy fun menus with features like, you saw that One Pot Wonders. There's the dinner to lunch, which gives you rest. Actually, I have leftovers today from my HelloFresh last night. Make deliciousness part of your week every week for $80 off your first month. That's the deal. $80 off your first month. Go to HelloFresh.com/iOS today 80. iOS today 80. Use that code iOS today 80 and you'll get $80 off your first month. That's $20 off your first four boxes. Take back your kitchen with HelloFresh. That's HelloFresh.com/iOS today 80. The offer code is iOS today 80. We thank HelloFresh for their support and thank you for supporting them, which supports us. And so it's a virtuous, delicious circle.
Mm-hmm. So I hate
now to, I'm starving.
I know. So I'm even more hungry.
I want
now.
Those leftovers.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but there is something sticking out the end of your iPad.
I know, and I'm so excited. Do you know that I am actually using a headphone jack with my iPad? What? How does he do it? I ordered this. This is a Kickstarter, but I knew the company because I'd ordered some of their docks in the past. This is a company called HyperDrive, and I have one of their HyperDrive docks for a MacBook. I have one for my MacBook Pro. This is one that made specifically for the brand new iPad Pro. It'll work with this 12.9 or the 11-inch if you want. It's got the USB-C connector, but what I really appreciate is it has also, as you can see, a lip on here that gives it a nice solid connection. When HyperDrive first came out with their first dongle many years ago, this connector kind of got loose a little bit, got a little wobbly on my MacBook. So they've really improved that. It also comes, now I don't know if this is the Kickstarter deal or if this is what it comes with for everybody, but it comes with, I really like this. So the way I'm using it and the way it's kind of intended is mounted directly to the side of your iPad. And that's kind of nice because it's flush. You can get it to match. I got the slate gray to match my iPad. It's very sturdy because of this lip. And now I'm adding a bunch of ports, an HDMI port. I can charge. You see, that's charging Type-C port, so I can charge while I have my headphones in. Wait a minute. But it also has, and I use this on my trip, the SD card reader, the micro SD card reader, and the Type-A USB. So you're getting six ports on this. But as I mentioned, it comes with this little kit. If you don't want to connect it directly to your iPad Pro, or perhaps you also have a MacBook or some other Thunderbolt Type-C computer you want to use it with, it would work with most of them. You can detach the existing connector and attach this onto it instead, which is really nice. It comes with a little screwdriver and some screws, so you can do that. It also comes with a replacement bumper. So I'm not sure why they feel the replacement bumper is necessary, but it does come with that. I don't see it wearing out anytime soon. But this is a nice hard shell case, too, for this. $99. This is, because it says Kickstarter, maybe this is only for the Kickstarter version. But I did order this some months ago, and I'm glad it finally came. And it by the way, it works really well with my app cap for later today. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that. A 4K HDMI port through 35mm audio jack, which is really nice because, you know, on the airplane, you can, you know, if you're sitting in the front, you can charge it and listen at the same time. It does look like it comes with the additional bumper, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And with or without the smart keyboard, which is another thing I like, that I was a little concerned about, but you can see that the lip is on the front and that the back is open so that the smart keyboard case can remain on. It's got a little blue light to let you know that it's working. Very, very nice job. Around about $100. This is from HyperDrive. The best way to do it would be just Google HyperDrive and iPad Pro, and you'll find this because they have a bunch of other products as well. San Ho, I think, is the name of the company. Mm-hmm.
All right, so now for some news. Did you want to start with some of the news that you collected, or would you like me to start?
You start.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Disney's Investors Day was late last week.
They finally made a little announcement,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, they gave the details of Disney Plus. That's Disney's new streaming service. It'll launch in November. We've been waiting for this since 2017, I think. Hulu will likely be part of the bundle, so you'll get Hulu at like a discounted price, and that content will include Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, as well as the Disney Vault, so all your Bambi.
The world got really crazy in terms of over-the-top streaming stuff this week, because not only did Disney announce this, shortly thereafter, AT&T sold their minority stake in Hulu to Disney. Now Disney is the sole owner of Hulu. So, in effect, Disney has two streaming services now. This Disney Plus and Hulu, are they going to roll them in together or are they going to be separate? No one knows.
I don't know either.
And there had been some speculation that Apple's new Apple TV Plus might incorporate some Disney features, but because of the tight relationship between Apple and Disney, you know, Bob Iger is on the Apple board and all that. But I have to say, I think now Disney is its own man. Mm-hmm. Or woman or mouse.
Its own thing.
And
Disney is not really a man or a woman or a mouse.
Well, it kind of is a mouse.
Okay.
But it's really, it's hard. You know what? It's the big shakeup is coming now and all of this stuff. So I don't know. Not to mention the fact that I had to cancel my YouTube TV. $35 when I got it because I was a founding member. Even the people started at the very beginning, they're going to get their price hiked up to $50 a month.
That's crazy.
That's crazy talk. So I canceled immediately.
Unless you are always watching YouTube and you really don't want to watch ads, I can't. I mean,
well, and the idea was with YouTube TV, you get the locals and they have their excuse for this is, well, we added a whole bunch of new Discovery channels, which I'm never going to watch.
Right.
There are better deals out there. I'll probably move to Sling TV because the main reason we had it, and yesterday, tragic fire in Paris, and Lisa wanted to watch the news at work, and we don't have a TV feed here anymore. We used to have DirecTV at the old place, and we decided not to do that here. And she wanted to watch YouTube TV, and I had to tell her, well, I decided to cancel it, but we're going to, before the NFL season begins, we're going to look at. And maybe Disney will be in there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think we're really starting to see a shakeup of all these streaming over-the-top services. They're all jockeying. Unfortunately, you know, when you raise the price like that, it means it's not economical compared to cable. It's not any cheaper than cable when you add the fact that you need the internet.
Yeah, and I have been depending on Hulu more and more. Like, I think I watch equally as much, maybe even more Hulu.
If you combine Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, you get a pretty good selection of stuff, except for the live locals, like breaking news.
I don't care about that.
You didn't want to watch the tragedy?
Not really.
In Paris, the cathedral burning down?
No, Burke was watching it somehow. I don't know, on his computer.
You could stream it. Actually, this we'll save this for another show, perhaps tomorrow on Twig, but YouTube almost... I don't know, tragically, hilariously, creepily.
Or just what we expected.
Or stupidly initially labeled the streaming video of the cathedral burning as false. And then they added a Wikipedia entry for the 9/11 attack. Mm-hmm. It was, YouTube's algorithmic stuff has been terrible lately.
Yeah.
So, I think we're in that... awkward phase in watching TV between the old way of doing it and the new way of doing it. And whenever you're in between like that, everything gets a little weird.
And it's crazy to me because the Game of Thrones premiere was on Sunday night. And
another thing.
But that was like so many people were talking about it. And I was thinking, like, do all those people have HBO? Or are they watching it at friends' houses? Or are they using other people's passwords? Or?
I have HBO on my cable. But I also have an Apple TV. And I think it became well known that if you had HBO Go, you could watch it on your Apple TV at 6 p.m. Pacific time because it was premiering on the East Coast at 9 p.m. So you could watch it 3 hours earlier here in California. So I fire up my Apple TV. And as we've talked about this before, it's extremely annoying because at least once a month the Apple TV says, oh, no. You can't watch HBO Go. You have to re-authenticate with Xfinity, my cable company, because and you have to get a laptop and log
like
in. And get the thing like an animal, like a savage. Log into your cable account, enter the digital code, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm, you know, it's, of course, I waited till 5:59. Excited. Typing. No, can't do it. Typing again. 8 times I logged in. 8 times. And in each time it failed, and I realize now that's probably because I wasn't the only one doing this, and they weren't prepared for all the traffic, so we didn't get to watch it at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Sad. We had to wait like savages till 9 p.m. Eventually it did work, and I think really it was too much traffic. But again, we're in that period where this stuff just janky. It's bad. And I respect Apple's attempt with Apple TV and Apple TV Plus to try to make some sense out of this, but it's not working.
Well, let's talk about, we brought up earlier the problems with this Apple Pencil. There was some news this week about this. Apparently, if you carry your key fob and your Apple Pencil and you're charging your Apple Pencil,
it has to be in position. And it has to be charging. If it's fully charged, it won't, like mine is, it won't do anything. But if you're near your key fob at the same time as you're doing that. Apparently, this is actually more scary to me. There's enough radio interference coming off of the charging of the pencil to disable the key fob. Your car may not open or start. What? So Apple's suggestion is take the pencil off.
Yeah.
If you can't get in your car. But who discovered that?
I know. And how did they know that was what it was? Like, I would have just assumed my battery ran out.
Who figured that out?
Yeah.
So if you're carrying your Apple, so somebody in the chat was saying, well, why would you ever do that? Well, it happens to me every time I get in the car, I'll have this in my backpack or under my arm. You know, my key fob's in the backpack or in my pocket. That's sufficient. It hasn't happened to me, but that's sufficient. So, by the way, everybody's now going to check into the gym using my account.
I'm going to.
Quickly covering up the barcode. Oh, you saw it. So I go to Gold's Gym.
Well, then you get extra points at the gym if you check in more, right?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I could be Foursquare Mayor once again. Anyway, that is the weirdest bug. But really, the thing that I thought was maybe even more interesting and perhaps concerning is that this is putting off enough RF to interfere with the key fob is somewhat surprising to me.
Yeah.
In fact, it does explain why I've seen several places images of Apple, the new Apple Pencil, with what looks like burn marks at the top and bottom of the magnetic area. And I think there is a little, there's a lot of RF coming off of here. There's some heat. So I don't know what to say. It's the only way you can charge it if you've got one. But my suggestion is you put it in a lead-lined bag in the back of your closet. That's what I would do.
And that is why I like this Zag case that I'm using right now.
Because you don't have
to. Once the pencil's charged, you just tuck it right in there.
It charges pretty pretty fast.
All right. Here was Brad Sams at Therat.com broke this story yesterday
about
Surface Buds.
Everybody and their brother is doing AirPods.
Yeah, Amazon also doing. And plus, there were a million different third-party groups that have AirPod-looking things. These don't look like AirPods. They just look like buds.
Only person. So I'm trying to watch. I got the new AirPods.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't lost them yet.
Oh, I haven't. In fact, as soon as I got the new ones, I found two other pairs that I thought I'd lost. Isn't that always the way?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's AirPod mania. So, how many headphones do I carry on an airplane? One, two, three.
That's too many.
I'm not done. Four. Those are the Samsungs. There's their version of the AirPod.
Do you like those?
Five. Yeah, they're very good.
What were those black ones?
Oh, look, I found some more. There's my AirPods. These I put my name on in big letters.
Yes.
Yeah. So nobody would steal Leo. I didn't have to do that with the new ones. They have engraving that you can see a mile away.
What does it yours say? Leo's AirPods 2?
Yeah, just so I would know.
Right, that's smart.
So here I am. I'm going to watch a little Netflix on the airplane. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's watch some Netflix on the airplane.
You just open it up and it just works, right?
It just works. It's so awesome. You see, I have all these things downloaded. I'm watching Walt, the man behind the myth.
Escape from the strains of union negotiations.
Mm-hmm. That's Dick Van Dyke narrating, by the way. So I thought, well, hey, this is great. I'm on the airplane, but I have my AirPods. And they, by the way, on the airplane, they specifically said you can use a Bluetooth device. See, it sees my AirPods.
Yeah.
Let's put them in. I watch about 5 minutes. All of a sudden, Walt Disney's blaring in the cabin. My AirPods have disconnected. The movie pauses. I go, come on, man. I pull it down. I press the knob and the button, and I say, AirPods. See, it did it again. It changed over to headphones. AirPods. This doesn't happen to anybody else. It happens to me. It happened to me literally every 10 minutes all the way from Hawaii to California.
Why did it do that?
That doesn't happen to you?
No.
Okay. It's happened to me with maybe, you know what I'm thinking? I have weird ears. Like maybe a part of my ear is like tapping the AirPods, you know, because when you tap them or when they fall out, they would do that, right?
Right.
And so maybe that somehow they're getting the signal that I took them out or I tapped them.
But if they fall out, the sound should stop. It shouldn't
It does. The movie stops.
Oh, I thought you said it was blaring into the
cabin. The sound stops in the AirPods, but it comes out of the speakers. because the AirPods have disconnected. And then the movie, fortunately, in most cases, the movie stops. You open up the AirPods, you reconnect it, and you press play again on the movie. Dick Van Dyke starts talking, and 10 minutes later, the same thing happens. Now, is that only me? Maybe it's just, maybe I have a weird ear.
Right. Well, if they're falling out, if it, then the sound stops. They're designed for when you take them out to stop.
Because they don't sit really. Yeah. That's one thing. And if you looked at those Microsoft AirPods, I'm sorry, Microsoft codenamed.
Surface Buds.
They have.
Oh, they have a code.
They have a code name like Woodstock or something.
Yeah.
Look at those. They're more like rubbery soft tips, so they would kind of stay more in your ear. This is the Galaxy Pods.
Codename Morrison, but you're close.
Morrison, Woodstock. It's, you know. This is the Galaxy Pods.
Yeah, they have.
By the way, charging case. And like everybody else. And yeah, they have a soft tip and this little flange that kind of you screw it into your ear. So it's in there really good. And actually, it seals better that way. It seems like everybody, here's Jabra, same idea, charging case. And a little flanging thing that you stick in your ear.
Yeah, Apple's, the AirPods hurt. And
they
Apple
hurt.
Just says, well, deal with the pain.
Suffer. I don't think these are the best product, to be honest with you. Here's another one.
My goodness. Perhaps they're disconnecting because they just feel like you have other ones. You obviously they, don't really care
you don't,
about us,
You
Leo.
Don't care about us. Go use the Leo AirPod 1s.
Yeah.
And then in here, I have a type. I ended up using the Type-C from the Pixel phone on my iPod Pro. That's just insane.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my favorite. And that these are the Atomotics, and these are triple flanged.
Mm.
And those are in-ear monitors. You jam those in, they make you gag a little bit, but they don't fall out.
Yeah.
And they seal. They seal, by the way. I also, as a result, have to carry all these dongles with me.
So are they? Do you think they're trying to connect to your iPhone or something? Were you using your iPhone on the plane? Or?
So this is just me. No one else has this problem.
I don't.
Because I asked Lisa, doesn't have this problem. Nobody I've talked to has this problem. It's just me. But it was. These are the brand new, super duper W2 based AirPods that are supposed to even be better. And they do. By the way, every AirPod's done this to me. They disconnect on the phone all the time. So that's why I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pairs of headphones in my backpack, just in case.
I'm sorry. That is.
There's Walt, by the way, getting in an airplane.
Oh.
Looks like a little turbulence.
Okay.
That's Walt Disney right there.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know who that is. I got to find out now
the
what's
American
going on.
Government to make a goodwill tour of Latin America.
Oh, he's on a goodwill tour of Latin America. Look at that plane.
They first wanted me to go on a handshaking goodwill tour. And I said,
now,
I don't,
you don't...
I don't go for it. I'm not a
you're not old enough to remember him.
No.
Yeah, he passed away in the 60s.
Yeah.
But I grew up watching that guy introduce Wonderful World of Color. He's got a... There's a resonance to seeing Walt Disney on this.
I did read a really interesting piece in The Cut about one of his nieces. Did you see that piece? It's I think the headline was like, what's it like to have more money than you can ever spend?
Very good piece.
And then I heard an interview with
she was
her.
Mad.
Well, she was mad?
Yeah, because her dad, Roy Disney,
right,
and her mom were nice people until they became billionaires as the Disney fortune improved, and they bought a private plane. And she said it ruined them. It hollowed them out from the inside.
Well, that's what she said. She didn't really even know she had that much money until she just, you know, until he died. And then, she just says, especially it's interesting.
She does. She flies with us in first class.
Yeah.
Not in the private plane. She doesn't want to go in economy, though.
Right. No.
That's not go too far.
But it is interesting, specifically being a woman with that much money. She just said it was very difficult. Like when she was in college, she would just pay for everything, like pay for meals. And then that was like, you know, she had, you know, she couldn't do anything. Because if you didn't pay, people would be like, why didn't you pay? And then you paid. And then people were like, they felt bad. And it's a real struggle to have more money you could spend.
So you think it's worse being super rich if you're a woman?
Well, not worse, but different because it's just like, okay, you have all this money and you don't have a company that you built or anything. And you don't have like, you know, she's a little bit older than me. I don't know how old she was, but she joined a group of women who
have too much money
to give away the money. Like, cause that's the other thing. People are always like trying to, you know, come to you and ask for, you know, your money. And Lorraine Jobs, same thing. Like, but she's great. She has a lot.
Lorraine's found many ways to use her money.
Yeah. She has, I mean.
So FN Dunn is saying that there is, and I did not know this, a setting that you could turn off. By the way, there's FN Dunn. That you could turn off.
He also has his own private plane.
Ear detection.
Ear.
Can you turn off ear detection?
Ear detection.
Ear detection.
What's
he
ear
says,
detection?
Turn off ear detection. Well, the premise being that maybe, you know how when you take out one of the ear pods, it stops? That maybe the ear detection is oversensitive. Mm. Is there a way to do that? Like, is there a special setting somewhere? I don't even think AirPods have settings. Do they?
I wouldn't know where they are in your settings.
But you got to love how those rotate so beautifully on the screen.
Yeah, that is the best part.
Sometimes I worry that Apple is spending a little too much attention to, I don't know, the wrong area, mm-hmm. the wrong arena. Mm-hmm. There you go. We can do that too, you know.
We digress.
Yes,
well,
we
I mean,
do.
You got us back from digressing.
I digress.
Okay, so here's a rumor that was on 9 to 5 Mac about Mac OS, but they might be Sherlocking your old Luna display. You know, your Luna display.
The one that I showed just the other day?
Yes. So Luna is a, you know, you can see, you can extend your desktop.
It's that little red dongle that mm-hmm. you plug into your laptop, and it lets you use your laptop.
Right.
With your iPad as a second display.
We have also shown off Duet display, which is a software version of that.
Yeah, and by the way, I still use Duet. With a cable, even with Windows. When I travel, I had a Windows laptop and my iPad. It's great for Photoshop, stuff like that. It's wonderful.
So what they say is Mac OS 10.1.5 might include this as just an extension.
As a feature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To use your iPad as a second screen.
Why not?
Yeah. And then there's a few new features in iOS 13, but the beta that... system-wide dark mode. I don't know why everyone is so crazy about dark mode. It's fine, but why is it always the thing that everyone says?
The thing that's exciting to me about iOS 13 is, they say, new features designed to make the iPad more like a computer. Multitasking, a lot of additional features. And we had heard this rumor that they had planned to put it in iOS 12 with the release of these new iPad Pros, but decided not to. They made iOS 12 be more of a reliability release. And so we're all looking with great interest. We'll find out at WWDC in June what new features will be in iOS 13, specifically for the iPad Pro, to make it more of a workhorse. Because right now I feel like it's a great hardware, but running on an operating system that doesn't, you know, take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm very hopeful that this will be the watershed moment for the iPad. For instance, look at this, you know, look at this display. This doesn't essentially take into account the fact that this is a larger screen. So, you know, no matter what size iPad you have, you're going to have a grid of 5 icons by 4 icons. They're all spread out, and look at all the stuff on the bottom here. And I guess that's so I can do the dock, but I feel like they could use this display more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what's going to happen in iOS 13 and dark mode.
And then one last piece of news about ad identifiers.
Very interesting, yes.
So Mozilla is urging Apple to reset interest-based ad identifiers.
So when you, in fact, there's a link in that Mozilla article on how to do this. I think it's right. I think you just scrolled by it.
Yeah, I also, yeah, you go to
opt
privacy.
Out of interest-based. So read that headline, because Apple's saying this is about opting out of interest-based ads in the App Store and Apple News. Yeah, and you go to privacy. Mm-hmm. And even there it says you're going to opt out of interest-based ads. But I think after reading the Mozilla piece, I have a more nuanced understanding of what it is. Really, Apple has created a unique identifier for every single device for you, and that identifier does not change, and it's by default turned on unless you go and turn it off. It's not merely interest-based ads you're turning off, it's the identifier you're deleting, because every time you go somewhere, that identifier is broadcasting who you are, and it's possible over time for people to aggregate that information and build a pretty good picture of who you are, what you do, where you live, who you sleep with, and all of that. So what Mozilla is saying is, Apple, if you really care about privacy, okay, you want that identifier for advertising, that's fine, but it should change every week. You should rotate it out or every month on some regular schedule so that people can't aggregate a giant database of your behavior over a long period of time. And I completely agree. So I leave that interest-based ads thing on because I like ads that are things I'm interested in. But if Apple said instead of turn off interest-based ads, if it said turn off the uniquely identifying tracker that we have on your phone, I might have done that.
Well, they say reset advertising identifier is what it says. You can pull up my screen.
Reset it. Oh, interesting. So you can't even turn it off.
So, well, you limit ad tracking there, and then reset advertising identifier is a different.
So now you're going to have to manually do that.
Right. I don't want to press that because it might be mine or I don't know. Maybe. Well, why not?
Yeah. I think everybody should do that. Where is it? Under privacy.
Privacy advertising.
Advertising. Okay. Opt out. See, this is the thing that's I don't mind ad tracking. So I didn't turn that off, but I think that identifier should be reset on a regular basis.
Yeah,
I agree with Mozilla.
So you can and sign the petition.
Mozilla's making an excellent point. That is more than just ad tracking. Mm-hmm. That is a unique identifier on your iOS device.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shall we do some feedback?
Yes. Shall we talk, I'd love to hear some feedback.
Some feedback.
Yes. Some headphones that have no feedback.
Okay.
Another set of headphones that I carry with me.
Another
at all times.
Set of headphones. Okay. So this was an interesting email from Tom from Zurich. Tom came to the studio. He brought you the gear clock.
I remember. Yes. Tom's great. Mm-hmm. I love Tom. Yeah.
He says, I have about 750 apps on my iPad. And now have the problem of certain app icons disappearing or not showing up after a download.
Yes, I have that problem.
The only way to get the app is to swipe down on the homepage and enter the name. The icon is nowhere to be seen. When I look for it on the homepage, it is sometimes hard to remember the name of the app instead of knowing where I placed it. Is there a limit to how many apps you can download before the icons seem to have no room on the home screen?
One wouldn't think so, but that is an awfully large number. Maybe it is.
Yeah, well, okay, so if a math problem here. There are 24, like
as
you,
we mentioned,
24
yes,
apps.
Yes.
And then you can have 16 20 apps per page. 24.
24? Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, 20, sorry, you're right.
By 4. Yeah, 20.
20, sorry. Let's 20. Go with the math.
Yep.
20, and then I think you can have 16 pages.
Oh, so he is running out of space.
So I think that
he is running out of space.
Yeah, 16 times 25. So, but I still like just having them all here. I still can't find them. I still do have to search for them. But you could you could also put them in folders. So if how many apps in a folder? If there, I think there are 24. You can fit 24 apps in a folder.
So you really, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah,
you could have 24 times 20 times 16.
That's more than 750.
I need pCalc. But maybe he's not putting them in folders, in which case.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he. So let's see. What did we say? 24 in a folder times.
No, I think. No, 20, 16 in a folder, probably.
Oh, okay.
I would guess that there's 16 in a folder.
16
I don't have any folders.
Times.
But even. I think folders can have more than one page, too.
20 times. I think they can.
Yeah.
Times 16. That's already you've got 5,120 apps. So there's a lot of apps.
So more than what he has.
Yeah.
But you said you have this problem too? They don't appear?
I have a different problem. I don't know exactly why this happens, but you've seen it on the show. It's happened on the show where I'll update an app and all of a sudden instead of the icon, I get something that looks like the, you know, Leonardo da Vinci's Vitruvian man. You know, it's kind of just this, it's a generic icon.
Right.
And, I'm not sure why that happens. I've heard a number of explanations. Usually turning the iPad off and on will do it, but sometimes you have to delete it and reinstall the app to get it right. That may be related. That's an issue having to do, I think, with the icon cache. Most operating systems don't generate the icon every time you refresh a page. They cache it. Otherwise, it would be very slow. And if that got corrupted, then you'd have some issues. The problem is the iPad doesn't give you access to any of those, you know, features. You can't run a command line that deletes the icon cache. So you just have to reinstall.
What I don't understand is why when you search for an app, it doesn't tell you where it is. It won't, like, if I...
They used to. And they took that feature out. That drives me nuts.
I wish it would.
It used to say what folder it was in.
Yeah.
And for reasons I don't understand, Apple turned that off. This is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the potential for iOS 13. There, you know, it's a silly thing, but it's ridiculous. You can only have one icon for an app at any one time, even if you put in folders. Why can't I have an icon on the desktop and an icon in one folder? Why can't I have multiple icons? I can on Android. Why is it there's one icon per app? And so you have to remember where you put it. That's part of the problem. Well, that's why it should show you what folder
it's in. It does show you what folder it is. So,
where?
So here's my Wobot, and it's in my AppCaps folder. So it says it right there, AppCaps. But if I don't have it in folders, I want it to tell me where it is.
Well, how would it tell you where it is?
I don't know. Second page or third page or I don't know. Or it would just take me there. It seems like it's not that hard problem to solve. Wait, it's not working on yours?
Yeah, see, I don't see any folder there.
Is your Clips is in a folder?
Yeah.
But remember, you just re-downloaded it. Did you put it in a folder? There it is. It's not in a folder.
Oh, that's why. I got to put it back in the video editing
folder. Should have put it in the folder for you.
Folder.
And then told you. Now
okay,
try.
Now let's try. Yeah, you're right. I'm stupid.
No.
I thought they took that away. I guess I didn't know that.
Welcome to Clips. Well, at least you have your Clips. And sometimes is this what you were talking about? Sometimes if you haven't used an app in a long time, it'll offload it? And maybe.
Yeah, I really hate that too. Yeah. But you can turn that feature off. That's the thing. Well, you don't use it much, so we'll just take it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a little arrow in the corner of the icon. I turn that off immediately. That drives me nuts because then if you want to use the app, you got to wait till it re-downloads it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're on an airplane or you're somewhere where you can't re-download it, you can't use the app.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, here it is. You see Mevo? It's got a little cloud next to the name.
Oh.
That means it's not really there.
Mm.
But Apple, I have a 256 gigabyte iPad Pro. You don't need to save space. Loading.
All right, so let's talk about the headphones that I use because I can't stand the buds. I need something connecting.
I love these, and the only reason they're not in my headphone collection in my backpack is because I left them at home because I use them for conference calling all the time. These are my Aftershocks. Aftershocks are a very different kind of headphone. They're great for exercising. I use them on my exercise bike when I'm listening to music. I use them at the gym, and I bet you use them. I don't go out in the street ever. But if you go out running or bicycling, actually, I do use them when I bicycle, these Aftershocks are great because they don't block your ears. It uses bone conductance. You see, they go right on your temple there. It gives you great sound, but you can still hear traffic, sirens, people saying things to you. You can have conversations. And it's the most comfortable headset I've ever worn for FaceTime or Skype calling. It's great for conference calling because they rest gently on your temple right there, outside your ear. They produce sound by sending little vibrations through your cheekbones to your inner ear. They completely bypass your eardrum. In fact, when you get Aftershocks, they come with earplugs to prove it. You plug them in so nothing's going to your eardrum, and actually you get better bass response when you do that. I love it. Crystal clear phone calls, music's like you've never heard before. Comfortable. You can wear them all day, and partly that's because it's got this great titanium ear band. These never fall out of my ears. They don't even go in your ears, and this lightweight titanium headband keeps them perfectly positioned. See, that's what they look like. I think these are fantastic. They're wireless Bluetooth 4.1, IP55 certified, so they repel sweat and dust and moisture. You can run in the rain. You can sweat in them. Don't go swimming in them, but you can sweat in them. 6 hours of continuous music plus calls on a single charge. 10-day standby time, which is nice because that's, like I said, I keep them connected to my computer at all times, ready to go. And they charge fast, 1.5 hours. Plus, you'll get a 2-year warranty. Aftershocks, they're safer for driving. They're safer for outdoors. They're safer for biking and running because you can hear what's going on around you. I really love them. They're comfortable. They sound great. And we've got a great deal on the Aftershocks tech bundle right now. That's you get the Aftershocks Trex Air, pop socket for your phone, a large portable storage case, power bank, and a travel tumbler insulator. And $50 off that if you go to iostoday.aftershocks.com. You have to use the code iostoday. Let them know you heard it on the show. That helps support us. And we thank Aftershocks for their support of iOS Today. iostoday.com. tech.aftershocks.com. Use the code iOS today for $50 off that tech bundle. Offer valid in the U.S. only. iostoday.aftershocks.com. Use the code iOS today. And we thank Aftershocks for their support of iOS today. I love these things. I was skeptical, but when they sent them to me and I started using them,
I said, I've never given them up.
They're fantastic. All right. We have donned our special Easter bonnets.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, Passover is coming.
Yes.
And it's time to, I know it's time to do something.
Abcaps.
Eat candy.
I'm sad that your bunny ears are going out of frame, but it's okay.
I'll
get the idea. my Abcap comes with this digital frame from a Nix Play.
And some lovely pictures.
Yes. Okay, so this is the Nix Play digital frame. Now
this is the day the whole staff went to get their
hair. Yeah, exactly. You'll notice that these are all
pictures
photos
of me.
You.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, wait, that's not you.
This Jason. Okay.
This is my photos of Leo folder. And I'm going to actually turn up the volume, too, because it
did
also...
Did it think I was that cow?
I guess so. I don't know what happened there. Sorry. Okay, so the Nix Play... comes with an app that you can add photos to, and you're familiar with the digital photo frame.
Oh,
but this one has videos too.
What the what? Is that pot? It even has a speaker.
Yes, it does. So I have made a special playlist of just
to terrorize your children.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so I could even here's the Nix Play app right here. Here's the Nix Play app. There we go. And I have all my photos of Leo. I also, it works with Google Photos. So it's taken like the automatic playlist that Google Photos takes. And I can do birthdays or LA or just family or people.
Now, I do that with the Google Home Hub.
You do.
It's exactly kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. But how much is this compared to the Home Hub?
This, I don't know how much the Home Hub is.
Home Hub is $100.
Oh, this is $200. Okay. So that's more.
Can you talk to it?
You cannot talk to it. Mm-hmm. No. It has a clock.
Can it tell you the weather?
Have a clock? No. Does it listen to you? No.
Ah, that's the difference. And it has a nice.
Yes, this is an aluminum frame. The one
copper frame.
If you want the wood frame, it's less. It's $130.
Oh, really? You pay more for that?
For the aluminum frame, yeah. And it's nice, too, because it has this. You can do it portrait or.
That's cool.
So, yeah. Does your Google Home Hub do that?
Nope.
So you could get this for, I'm recommending this as a Mother's Day gift as well, which is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Because you can send photos
exactly.
to,
yeah.
There you are. And Sarah's trying to make you happy. Come on, give me.
Sometimes I look so grumpy.
So, yeah. And there's music too. Because I added, this was a little slideshow that I made of you already, and then I uploaded that slide. So you can make a slideshow.
Dare I ask what the song you chose was?
It was a little Taylor Swift. Uh-huh. Oh, that's not you either.
Google's very confused.
So yeah, I just add photos. I want to find a photo of Leo. Let's see.
But you could also use Google's photos search
yes,
features.
Yes, you
and
can
stuff like
do that.
That.
And then just,
nice.
And I could also add a caption, not Leo. And
is that your dog, Gertrude?
Gilbert. And I'm going to add it to the all, and then I just hit send, and then it uploads that. And you can have friends, so if your friend has one, you can invite the friend and then add, they can add pictures to your frame. And again.
That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Nix Play.
N-I-X.
P-L-A-Y. You can also, it comes with the remote, or you can use your, that's not you either. it's Berkey and some cords. It comes with the remote, or you can use your.
Okay, so you're getting a little extra than the home.
Yeah. I think when you give a Google Home Hub to some people, they just, first of all, they might not want to be listened to, or they just, it's just too much.
Yeah.
So this is just a frame.
I was actually conflicted. I had so many choices this week, but I'll spread them out. Next week, we'll do a hot new game.
Ooh.
Week after that, we'll do a new app from a Mac OS developer that I really like. But Actually, this is that too, in a way. This is, people are probably familiar with Pixelmator, which has been a kind of great editor drawing program for the Macintosh. The folks who do Pixelmator announced that they were going to do something called Pixelmator Photo. It came out just a few days ago, and I used it during our trip, and I have to say I really love it. Now, it's only $5. That may be an introductory price. They say the best way to edit photos on your iPad. It isn't quite as powerful as Lightroom. The chief difference between this and Lightroom is that Lightroom will let you do regional editing. You can modify small parts, but it is a lot easier to use, and it does some things better than Lightroom does. So I think even if you have Lightroom, you're going to want to take a look at Pixelmator Photo. Let me just load a picture or two and show you. So first of all, you can. And this is a problem with the iPad. Another thing, by the way, that iOS 13 apparently, or at least rumoredly, will fix is this notion that in order to do photos on the iPad, you have to import the photos no matter what you're using, whether it's a dongle like this, Apple's photo attachment, or wirelessly. They always go into Apple Photos, and then you have to import them in from Apple Photos. In the case of this program, it's a little odd. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I wouldn't be surprised. I see the folders for a variety of apps, but not Apple Photos. And in order to get stuff out of Apple Photos, I actually have to import using the plus button directly from Apple Photos. But here's the good news, and you might notice this. You see the word RAW on these photos. That's really good news because it means it will import raw photos from a great many cameras. Here's my good friend, Bill. Mm. And this is a raw photo. Actually, let me show you a pretty cool thing that I'm able to do with this that is, I think, unique. Here's a photo. This is a photo out the window of our hotel on the beach here, Poipu Beach in Kauai. But as I looked at this photo, I thought about it and I said, I'm going to import it so I can start modifying it in Pixelmator Photo. $5, by the way, which is a really great price. Lightroom is $10 a month for the Lightroom Photoshop package. So here I am. It has a couple of instant features they call ML or machine learning. Mm-hmm. So you could tap the machine learning button and it will just do something automatically. You can also go into the settings and you'll see that a lot of these settings are very similar to Photoshop settings. Of course, there's hue and saturation. There's what they call lightness, which includes exposure, highlights, shadows, brightness, contrast, and black point. Those are all very similar to Lightroom. You also have channels and a color wheel. You can work with levels. You can work with curves. This is pretty powerful. You can replace colors. And there's even a channel mixer, so you can increase if you want to increase the contrast. Notice, by the way, the ML feature. You can even see what things ML suggests doing, like upping the blue channel, and you can, well, maybe we'll leave that blue channel where it is. You can decide to modify it slightly. Sharpen, grain. They also have some pre-built filters, quite a few pre-built filters. They're not well named. This is VN003. I don't know how you'd remember that, but you can play with those, and they apply very quickly, and you see it's actually modifying the curve here. But this is the thing that really blew me away. So let me go back. I'm going to revert, close this out, and use the heal tool. This is a little Band-Aid tool. Now, they have this in Photoshop and Lightroom, too. But let's say there's some things in your image that you don't like, you want to repair. Like, for instance, this image kind of, to me, was ruined by the fact that I could see this parking lot here. Mm. So let's just get rid of that. It's gone.
Oh, nice.
Maybe I don't want that fence line, so yeah. I can just draw along that fence line and slowly replace it. Now, it's doing cloning, so you'll see there probably are some errors introduced, but they're easy to fix. It's going to clone the vegetation there. You do some taps here if it's repetitive, or apparently that house got into the repair process, and I don't want that, so we're going to get rid of that. Maybe get some of the repetitions out here. In fact, I'm just going to paint this whole other house out. I don't like it at all. And it's gone. So this does a very good job of this kind of repair, with you know, a few errors. So you might do some stuff manually. Oh, I've just removed part of the C. Oh my God! Fortunately, it has an undo, pretty much unlimited undo. So I think just for that feature alone, the fact that they got rid of this parking lot and that fence line there almost imperceptibly really is pretty cool. And then you can do cropping. You can do rotation. You can change the angles. It is a very powerful tool. Once you're done, you can save it as a modified. You can modify the original so that you save it on top of the one in Photos. Notice it doesn't have any storage of its own. You're taking it out of some folder or out of Photos and then putting it back in. I could save a copy of to Photos, so I'll have two different versions. Or you can export it to another supported format, and I'll show you. We've got HEF, JPEG, PNG, TIFF, Photo. You can choose the quality on those. HEIF is Apple's own high-efficiency image format. So you see, that's pretty nice. And again, this was a raw image, so it was able to interpret the raw image and do a lot of the editing that you might do in a more professional, higher-end, and certainly more expensive program. Even if you've got Lightroom and Photoshop, and Lightroom on the iPad is really getting better and better, and I certainly do use that, this is a really great tool in your toolkit. This is for $5, Pixelmator Photo from the Pixelmator folks. It's out now. Highly recommend it. I think they've done a really, really nice job. Somebody says the tree defies physics, so I'm going to have to go back into that tree.
Can you fix that picture?
Can I fix this one of you?
Fix it somehow.
Let's
don't know.
Let's see.
Can you make my nose smaller? Get rid of the wrinkles?
Yeah, you know, in Lightroom, this is where regional corrections would be great. You could actually paint. Soften some of these things.
Go
you
ahead.
Can't do that. Well, you could, but it's
unfixable.
You can't. Well,
in
this app, you can't.
That's perfect. I didn't think you could possibly make that worse, but you've done a really good job.
Well, those burn scars are.
Let's go back to that picture. Why? Yeah, you just unplugged my eyebrows. Thanks.
I'm sorry. That's really mean.
What did I ever do to you?
I think we can just shorten this a little bit.
Yeah, make that a little bit smaller. Oh, no.
Okay.
John's laughing a little
this
bit.
This is something you could easily do in Lightroom a lot better because they have regional corrections. It's not ideal for this kind of thing, as you can see. It just doesn't really work. But so you wouldn't do portrait work in this. I would absolutely import this into Lightroom or some
other
program.
Absolutely. Or maybe just take a better, a more flattering view.
Yeah,
angle.
If it's a bad picture to begin with, there ain't nothing you can do. So, but I do think for $5 especially, and I imagine that's a promotional deal at first because that seems like a ridiculously low cost. This is a must-have for anybody who has an iPad. Pixelmator Photo. From the folks who do Pixelmator on the Macintosh. Really, really nice job here. And that's my app cap.
Yeah, and that's our show.
Wow.
Yeah, we did it.
We do iOS Today on Tuesdays around 9 a.m. Pacific. That's noon Eastern time, 1600 UTC. You can watch or listen live at twit.tv/live. That's our live stream. Actually, we have a variety of choices there. If you do that, join us in the chat room at irc.twit.tv. That's where people are. Talking about all the fun things we do on the show and those great pictures. If you have a question or a comment or a suggestion, we'd love it if you record a video. Make it about 30 seconds. Start with your first name and city and send it along. Send the link to Megan.
Mm-hmm. Megan at twit.tv. So, yeah, I love your videos.
That's always a nice way to share the show.
Mm-hmm.
Share your thoughts with the show.
Yes, share your face with us.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll see you next time. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. That's it from us on iOS Today.